to sit there because I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Okay, now are you Max or Reese? Reese?
What am I thinking?
And then Max. And then Danelle.
Guests. My name is Jeff Thorne. I'm happy to preside over this East Anchorage Rotary Club, the greatest club in the world. Thank you for coming today. Please stand, and we will be led in the pledge by Lexi Bennett.
Good afternoon, fellow Rotarians. Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now we will be inspired by none other than Heather Flynn.
As Kevin often says, do not bow your heads. In the Old Testament it says, lift up thine eyes to the heavens and offer thanks. Some of you have heard me give an invocation before, and I always say, Baruch Yevne HaShalom. A loose translation from the Hebrew is, blessed are those who bring peace. So our thought for today is this. Grace isn't a little prayer you chant before receiving a meal. It's a way to live. Baruch Yevne HaShalom.
Thank you, Heather. Please be seated.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our greeters today, Susan Bunker and the rest of the Bunker family, Race, Max, and Denali. Please give them a round of applause. And now I'll introduce our head table. On my far right is Denali Bunker. Next to Denali is Max Bunker. Next to Max is Race Bunker. On my far left is Connor Helvinka. And next to Connor is Master Bunker Susan. Please give the head table a round of applause. Do we have a problem at the birthday table? Is there not enough seats? Is there? There's no one poaching on the birthday table now, is there? No longer? Okay. Rick, is your birthday in March? I didn't quite... I was just... So there's an... Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Okay, to introduce visiting Rotarians and guests, Francis Galela, please.
Hello, good morning, President Jeff. We do have a few visitors this morning, so let's make sure we give them a rounding East Anchorage welcome to let them know they are making up at the best club in the world. First of all, Anchorage Downtown Rotary, retired status, we have Ed Rasmussen. That's pretty good, but we could do better than that. Okay, and under the classification of venture capital, we have Mead Treadwell.
Hi, Mead.
Mead, is your birthday this month? Okay. Okay, just asking. Not accusing you of anything. Just asking. Okay. Anchorage South Rotary, we have two visitors. Okay. We need a little lesson in handwriting, but I think it says presentative sales. And presentative, that I'm sure, that's what it's... Representative? Well, all right, here the guest is Ferdinand Pena. Where's Ferdinand? Fernanda. Excuse me, I lost my head. Fernanda. Okay. Handwriting, all right? Okay. Well, what is that word? Preventative. Handwriting, okay. Okay, the next one is HR Consulting. Chris Thompson.
Hi, Chris.
And last but not least, President Jeff, we have from Anchorage International Rotary, under the classification of real estate, John Lindsay.
Hi, John.
And all the rest of us people here are us Anchorage East Rotarians.
Thank you, Francis. Okay, don't forget the yellow cups on your table today. Let's go right to Diane Louise and some happy dollars.
You bet. Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. Let's hear from Lance and hear how.
Thank you, Sergeant Arms. Diane, President. Yeah, right. That's, yeah, no, not going to happen. President Jeff, I'm Lance Wilbur. I'm your community service chair, and I want to remind everyone that our fundraiser on March 28th at the Captain Cook Hotel Ballroom starts at 4 o'clock. It is for a Texas Hold'em tournament. I did not bring my tickets today, but Jeff, I understand, has some, and I know that some of you have committed to buy tickets, so please come see me. Grand prize is one event seat at the 2009 World Series Poker Tournament. There's going to be some door prizes, so we'll like to see as many of you as we can. Thank you very much.
Ah, and Barbara.
Thank you.
President Jeff, Sergeant-at-Arms, Diane Louise, fellow Rotarians. My name is Barbara Swenson, and I have two guests with me today. First is Carissa Gilliam. She is the Hotel Services Manager for the Voyager Hotel. And the second is Claire Mueller. She is the Assistant General Manager at the Voyager Hotel. Thank you.
President President Jeff, fellow Rotarians. My name is John Dyson. I have a happy and thankful dollar for a new hire that we had this week. None other than fellow Anchorage East Rotarian, Rena Salazar, is our new sales and marketing director.
I have extra cards. You know you are... Okay, at this table, why do you have cards? Anybody tell me? You get a card if you tell me. Go ahead.
To win fabulous prizes.
Yes, exactly right. And you can get another card if you...
Do the right thing.
Well, there's that. Anybody at this table tell me how you get another card? There's that, but you work in particular verbiage using poker language into your happy dollar, right? Okay. Any joyful hearts?
President Jeff, Sergeant Arms, Diane, fellow Rotarians, I just had a happy buck for things that work out right. Saturday I was out riding with my son and another young guy, and my son comes around the corner up high in the mountains and runs into a moose. Not quite, but almost. Chases the moose off. He doesn't leave. Before it was all over with, he came back at a high rate of speed and stepped straddle of my son's left skis and took a swipe at the machine with his left foot and luckily missed. And we were standing there with no way of doing anything about it except ducking. So nobody got hurt, not even the moose, and everything worked out great. So if you're out in the woods, snow's deep, the moose are getting a little testy, so give them plenty of room.
And joyful hearts or thankful? Yes.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, my name is Paul McGuire. I'm going to ante up three bullets.
Okay.
Because I am delighted with John Dyson's message, because that means no longer do I have a full house.
And that's a good thing?
Yes.
President Jeff.
Fellow Rotarians, Dave Kester here. President Jeff, just personally say glad to see a good, fresh face after a month of dead presidents' faces up there.
I appreciate
that. Just makes me feel very happy. And I did want to encourage everyone, this Saturday is our next mobile food pantry distribution. And you'll see sign-up sheets on the table. They look a lot alike. There's actually three of a kind, or some that are very similar anyway. And but anyway, make sure you find the one for the mobile food pantry. And this mobile food pantry this Saturday is going to be one of the, I think, one of the premier events. And you could be a part of it. And so there's two things that could be happening here that you could be a part of. And the first one is that this could mark the first mobile food pantry in 2009 that we'll be able to do, the distribution we'll be able to do, that's above freezing. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, really seriously and more importantly, this distribution could mark the 2 millionth pound of food that the mobile food pantry has done in the last 3 years. So anyway, if you've never done it and want to be a part of history, you better sign up and come. See you Saturday.
And Dave, since it's going to be warm up there, will anyone be in shorts?
It's not quite shorts weather, but I'll tell you what, I'll go out on a limb, and right now, for April's distribution, I will be in shorts. April's distribution, okay?
Yeah, there you go. That is really cool of you.
President Jeff, good to see you again. I'm Kathleen Madden, and with my best poker face, I would like you to listen to this following list. Power versus force. Charm School, The History of the Cocktail, Moneyball, Hug Your People, These are some of the books that your fellow Rotarians are reading, and as you know, this is Literacy Month, and we had a great ARI meeting this morning, ARI, Anchorage East Rotary Education and Information Session. Everybody brought the title of a book. I've got these titles plus more, and you can. I'll put them on the website in the next day or so you can see who's reading what, and maybe there's some books you'd like to read. So that's my happy book. Thank you.
I'm gonna get that dollar.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, and Sergeant-at-Arms Diana, didn't mean to step on you, two happy dollars, one for an announcement and one, I don't know if this is a poker term or not, is luck of the draw a poker term?
I think so.
Say yes, okay? Anyway, Bruce and I were on Glen Highway Monday morning coming back from the cabin, and it was extremely slick, and we did two 360s in the middle of the Glen Highway. Just very slightly hit the median, put a tiny dent in the bumper, and we were blessed. There were no cars in front of us, behind us, and there was no telephone pole close or light pole. But we had time to think about mortality. Anyway, and the announcement is the people who are already on the list for the Refugee Assistance Committee, we're going to try to have a short meeting after this. And if you aren't already on our distribution list, stop by if you can, stay for a minute. At least give me your email address and your name, and we're going to try to get started doing some things.
Who can tell me why you're hanging on to the cards from last week and this week? Anybody in the room? Oh, go ahead. Oh, no, I just told him. That doesn't count. Who else can tell me? Bobby.
We're building a poker hand.
That's exactly right. There you go. Any joyful hearts at this? Let me slip back over here.
Okay, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Mark Niedermeyer, and I put in a happy buck so I could introduce my daughter, Sophie, fourth grade Sophie, who's helping me out at the office today and came along with me.
Hey, Sophie. Diane, there is the $5 for my sitting at the wrong table. But I also do have a business announcement, and that is I mentioned when I was taking the place of President Jeff last week that Sharon Anderson has been will be taking a leave of absence. She was scheduled to become vice president, and we now have a new candidate for vice president and a candidate to fill the board spot that our new candidate for vice president was going to take. And we've gone through all the process. We need just to have a club vote. And the new candidate for vice president to take Sharon Anderson's place is Diane Louise. And Diane will do a wonderful job, and I'm just looking to see, I don't think our candidate who's going to take Diane's place. So that opened up Diane's position, chairman of vocational committee, and a new member who has been very active and very good and will do a really good job has agreed to become chair of the vocational committee, and that is Michelle Tabler. And Michelle's not here, but I think she'll do a great job. We can vote right now, or we can vote if there's no objection. We could vote right now, or we can wait for a week to vote if anybody would like to consider it. So is there objection to voting now?
Is there a motion for Diane Louise?
Is there a motion for Diane Louise as vice president?
Second. Any discussion? Any other nominations from the floor? Closed. Take a vote. All in favor? Sounds unanimous, Diane. You're in.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Jeff, can you do Michelle Tabler too?
We don't have to do Michelle. You just appoint Michelle.
I'm sorry?
You just appoint Michelle.
Oh, we do. Okay. Okay, great. Perfect.
All that and a song. Anyone at this table? Joyful hearts? Thankful hearts?
Well, Diane, since you're at that table, why don't you start a little round of happy birthday?
Oh, you bet. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, fellow Rotarians. Happy birthday to you. table. Wonderful. Hi there.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Corbin Sawyer here. I have an announcement on behalf of my new team, the Social Committee. On every table, you should see the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner sign-up sheet for Saturday, April 18th. Please do sign up to either host or be a guest, and you're going to have a great time. I'm signing up. This is my first year, so I'd ask Mary to give a quick testimonial who has participated before.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, yes, I have been to a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and it was a lot of fun. You really get to know your fellow Rotarians, so I'm really wanting to encourage the new Rotarians. This is where you want to go to make Rotary more fun for you, so I'll see you there.
Mary?
Yeah.
I hear Buzz just likes to go because he knows he gets a home-cooked meal. Is that true?
And he parks the cars.
That's a good thing. Yeah, I have hosted and gone, always had a good time, had a big hole in our wine cabinet when the evening was over. Yeah, actually the one we hosted, everyone showed up and brought the same broccoli cheese dip. That's what we had for dinner.
What's that?
Oh, no worries. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Hi. I don't have money with me right now, but I'm going to pay next week. But I'm happy because... Oh, thank you, Woody. Okay, so I went to the the last weekend, and I went with the exchange students, so we went with the church around, walking around, collecting money for the foundation. So it was really fun, and meeting everybody, we get $150-something. So I'm happy about it, and I'm happy because I went to the everybody know what I mean. Thank you.
Jimmy, thanks for helping out. President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, please give a nice big welcome to my guest, Dr. Roz Woodhouse.
And joyful hearts here at this table? Yes, Sue.
Thank you, Sergeant of Arms Diane, President Jeff, and fellow Rotarians. My name is Sue Foley. I have the very proud pleasure of being your National Service Chair this year. But I'm here to report the results of a district event that was held last Wednesday night, last great race to end polio now. And once again, folks, Anchorage East outshined all the other clubs in Anchorage. We had a greater attendance. We had a wonderful time. We made almost $15,000 net. So,
great job, Sonia. Great job.
Yes, thanks.
President Jeff, a couple of dollars there. The first one is for Fernanda. I was teasing you, but if I teased you too much, I want to just say lo siento. Second item. I was wondering what that chicken was in that pot over there, and the staff informed me that it's chicken saltimbocca. And for those of you who are not acquainted with the beautiful Italian language, saltimbocca means jump in the mouth.
Okay, who knew?
With that, President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, I have a happy $10 on behalf of Bob Schatz, who isn't with us today. He had a little mishap this last weekend, but he's doing fine. We had an opportunity, Sean Bradley and I and Bob and Jeff Glazier and a group went up snow machining up the Iditarod to Squintna this last weekend, and somewhere along the way, Bob says, in Bob's words, he got on the wrong side of the machine and didn't say anything other than the fact that he rolled it and everything seemed to be okay. And by the time we got back to Deshka Landing, about 70 miles later the next day, he was hurting pretty bad, and Providence confirmed that he broke a couple of ribs and cracked a third one and had some bruising on the lungs. And the only words that he left me with when I dropped him off is he said, "Please be sure to let Dave know that I'm going to miss the mobile food pantry this weekend. I haven't missed since I started with the Rotary Club. And I tell him I just can't lift anything right now." So he's recuperating at home and doing fine. Thanks.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians and guests, my name is Kevin Curtis, and I have two apologies to make. First of all, on behalf of Dave Kester, for his announcement on the April pantry, food pantry. That's not an incentive to get people to come out to see you in shorts. I've seen you in shorts. It's not a pretty thing. My second apology. Last week, I perhaps painted the wrong picture of coming out to the ice fishing, about having the trout and the salmon in the frying pan at the conclusion. Okay. Very few people signed up. Better vision. Eggs. Ham. Pancakes, something better than the fish we're going to catch. Please sign up. There's sign-ups on each table. It's two weekends, the 21st, 7 a.m., Mirror Lake. Rick?
I initially didn't think we could host it, but if you guys wanted to do it out of our house, we could host it this weekend.
On the 21st?
Yeah, right. The 21st? We can fire when we cook them. Whatever you want.
But you'll be in town on the 21st.
I think we get the following.
It's two weekends.
You better call Mary. You better find out.
Did he pay enough fine? Okay, we're back to Mirror Lake. Sign-ups on the table. We had 7 adults and 4 children sign up last week. We've got a really good program set for you. Please sign up, come out and join us. Then you can go home and have whatever you'd like for breakfast. Thank you.
Thankful hearts, joyful hearts. I think we're done. Got the no fine.
Thank you, Diane Louise, for doing that. And now our no fine, Barbara Swenson. Oh, but I'll let you introduce her, Barbara.
Thank you. For the no fine today for the Voyager Hotel, Carissa Gilliam has an opportunity to work on her public speaking. So I'm going to turn it over to Carissa. Thank you.
Hello, East Anchorage Rotarians. Thanks for having me a second week in a row. I just wanted to let you folks know that we are running a special at the Voyager Hotel, specifically just for East Anchorage Rotarians and their friends and family. Whoever you want to bring down, it's just $69 a night if you want to spend a night downtown, eat at the Corsair, anything we can help you out. $69 for anyone you want to bring down. There's flyers on the table for everyone. It's posted on your guys' website. If you need reservations, just let us know. Also, we have a couple of prizes to raffle off for you folks today. So if all of you have your little raffle tickets, we'll go ahead and pick those people now.
I didn't get one.
For the first person, it looks like. Number, please. 754-357. Perfect. I'm going to let you have your pick today. You can either have a free overnight at the Voyager or a 4 Aces ticket to a game in March. There you go. Thank you. And for number 2, for 4 Aces tickets, we have 754-345. Over here? Perfect.
Congratulations, Gwen.
That concludes our raffle. Folks, if you need anything, I'll be here until the end of the meeting. Any questions about the Voyager, I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, our meeting today is a club assembly, so we've got a few things to get out of the way. First, I'd like to thank all of the past presidents for taking over in February. That was a very nice break. It's a great institution that you guys started, and other clubs should be made aware of it because I'm sure their presidents would appreciate it. Second thing, John Dyson, front and center, please. Do you know why you're coming up here? No, coming up over here. Come on, all the way up here, up here. John has completed all of his area meetings and all of the items needed to get the coveted blue badge. That's all you get. Yeah, yeah. It's a short ceremony. Let's see. Oh, I know. I've got a couple gifts for people who are not on the board. They're not chairs, but every time I've asked them to do something, sometimes I haven't even asked them to do something, and they do it. They're just outstanding examples of Rotarians. Sandra Wicks, would you come up here, please? Sandra, you get the coveted sweatshirt with the Rotary emblem for wearing at the food pantry cold days. Thank you very much for everything you've done for us. And I've got one other one here for someone here today who helped very much. Jimmy knows who this man is. Jimmy, who helped us out?
He gave you a place to live. He's right behind you. Behind you more. That's right, it's Connor.
Connor also gets the coveted Rotary sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, you look good, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, Paul McGuire has a little award to give to someone, please. Paul, as you know, is our Rotary Foundation chair.
Mary Rolfing, are you in the room? Please come forward. As Mary is making her way here, I will tell you that I had the good fortune to attend Pacific Northwest Rotary PETS. And for those of you that don't know, it is a very comprehensive training seminar for president-elects to serve. I'm going to serve at the district level next year for DGE Bill Hopper. When I was there, I saw many presentations and many examples of what the Rotary Foundation does for people and how your dollars that you give willingly makes the programs of the Rotary Foundation work. Mary had the good fortune to travel to Nepal recently, and I think she's seen firsthand how some of our foundation dollars work. But it seems to me that for most people that give to the foundation, they will not see the fruits of their efforts. And you've heard the cute little stories about planting trees that you'll never sit under and drinking water from a well that you'll never see. But I can tell you that those things do happen. And I can tell you that there are smiles on people's faces that you may never see personally, but they are there, and they are real. Sometimes we get confused about how we're trying to save the world, and there's so many things to do that it's overwhelming. Well, you start by helping one person any way you can. And you do that by generously giving to the Rotary Foundation. We don't have anything else to give you in exchange except our gratitude and our graciousness for your generous and your generosity as a Rotarian. And we have a pin that signifies to other people that you believe in the works of the Rotary Foundation. You put your money where your mouth is, and we appreciate it immensely. And I will never tire of thanking people for contributions to the Rotary Foundation and for the things that the foundation does. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm, rousing ovation for Mary Rolfing as she receives her second Ruby pin. Mary Rolfing!
It's Literacy Month. Who read a book this month? Yeah, you're all good. April 22nd is a Wednesday. Everyone in this club will be here. It's going to be a 100% attendance day. Is anyone not going to be here? Raise your hand.
Jimmy, you will be here. Okay, if you can't make that meeting for some reason, try to do the makeup the week before, because we do want to do 100% attendance for one meeting once a year. It's a small goal. We can do this. Ryla, would you like to come up and talk about Ryla? Did you do your... Come on up here, please. Ryla's coming up, and Cleo worked with choosing the four candidates?
Yes. So we chose the four candidates. We're very happy with them. We have two from Bartlett and two from East, and we have two boys and two girls. We were no gender bias. That was great. It was funny. On Sunday morning, I asked Greg Solomon and Diane Louise to meet me at the bagel factory so we could look over the paperwork. So I'm sitting at the table drinking coffee, and I get this phone call, and it's Greg, and he goes, "Well, where are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm at home. We don't meet till 10. And he goes, "Oh, did you forget to spring forward?" I said, "Yes." So, Greg, thank you for being so patient with us.
Now, there's four people that's at Whitehorse this year. And who's the adult chaperone?
Well, we're voting for Kathleen.
Kathleen? Yeah, she goes, "What? Huh?" Thank you very, very much for going, Kathleen. That's very nice of you. Appreciate that. Okay, yes. What is RILA? It's a youth leadership orientation. It's a two-day event. 2 days, is that? Awards, yes. And for those of you who don't know what happens, they get all these teenagers together. They put them through different scenarios of leadership skills, teach them a little bit about ethics. It's very, very interesting. If you've never been one, I'm sure next year it'll probably be back in Anchorage again. But it's very rewarding to go there and see these kids kind of grow over a couple of days learning some leadership skills for our future leaders. Okay, Club Assembly, just a few little facts to get out of the way. Membership, we're at 128 people right now, so you all know that number. Gaming account has about $60,000 in it right now. $40,000 of that will be given away in scholarships here in the forthcoming months, about 20 to East and 20 to Bartlett. So it's a good year. Then we'll leave $20,000 in there for Rick's year. District Conference coming up. If you haven't signed up for District Conference, it's May 8th through 10th in beautiful downtown Talkeetna. So put that on your calendars. And Polio Plus. As you know, we were trying to get Safeway to allow us to use their system of donations at the cash registers. They did not feel we were worthy trying to eradicate polio from the world. So we have to continue to raise money on our own to help that cause. Dave Kester has graciously consented to a little game we're going to play here in the next month probably. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a hula hoop. Now, the distance hasn't been determined, but Dave wants it very far away, because if someone can ring Dave with a hula hoop, he's going to shave his hair. Can you believe that? Dave will be bald. Paul's going to help him, because Paul's experienced at that. And Rick, you could probably help a little too. Yeah, yeah. So what we're going to do is $20 will give you a throw at the hula hoop, and we're going to have Dave facing away so that he doesn't know when it's coming and that he can't move out of the way. So Dave, that's very gracious of you to volunteer for this, to help us with Polio Plus. And for those of you who did not read your Rotary magazine this Literacy Month, Dave, there's no rebuttal. Just to let you know, the Bill Gates Foundation committed an additional $255 million for the eradication of polio, which means we need to raise another additional $100 million by 2012. So this polio crisis is in four countries. They feel India is the largest one that is going to be the hardest one to complete getting rid of polio. So we'll keep talking about this for a few years to come, and hopefully in our lifetime, because we're all going to live a long time, polio will be eradicated from the face of the earth. All right. Everybody knows about community service, right? Everybody loves community service. Everybody loves
doing community service. We have to have a fundraiser. We did not have a vocational fundraiser this year. We did not have to sell tickets, and everyone was very happy about that. But now we have to sell tickets for our community service projects. These are the tickets, and as you all know, it's about Texas Hold'em this year. It's going to be right here in at the Captain Cook, not here, but at the Captain Cook Hotel. We've talked a lot about it. Today we're going to have three tables with three wonderful dealers. Dave Young, fairly well known for dealing from the bottom of the deck. Jim Olson, who deals from the top of the deck. And Lance Wilbur. Oh, Lance isn't going to do it? John's going to do it. Okay. John, big poker player. So if you need to learn how to play Texas Hold'em quickly, so maybe you can explain it to someone that you're going to sell one of these tickets for after you buy yours. Remember, this money's going to community service. It's great prizes. We still need help. Lance still needs some volunteers. We need some people to work at the event that night. We need to sell split the pot tickets. We still need some items to raffle off at the auction, or excuse me, at the event. So you have a choice right now. If you already know how to play Texas Hold'em, you can just sit and chat amongst yourselves. Because I know people always say, I never get to talk to my fellow Rotarians. But if you want to learn how to play Texas Hold'em, no pot limit. Oh, excuse me, we're not going to use money, are we, Lance, today? No. Okay, we're going to use dessert cookies over there. Always a big pleaser. Please sit at one of the tables with Jim, John, or Dave, and they'll deal out a little Texas Hold'em so you can learn how it goes. Otherwise, you may just sit and talk amongst yourselves, unless you have anything else. Any questions you want to know about what's going on? Bobby, yes. Ticket sales are going terrible.
Is there an option for people who want to go just to watch?
Yes, you can work at the event. Please. It is your donation to community service. Now, what I found the biggest thing, you know, the money goes to four different nonprofits. The one that I found pulls heartstrings the most is you say, this money is going to hospice. And people, because bridge builders aren't that well known, Mary Magdalene, CASA, not quite as well known as hospice. Everyone knows about hospice. And people, I found, are more than happy to give when you tell them that the donation is part of it's going to hospice. So that's just a little marketing. Why are tickets so slow? No one in the room has actually been working real hard on it. But I'm sure after today, that is going to happen. Correct? Thank you. Yes, Rick?
I'm not clear on one thing about the evening. The poker games are going to be real, and there's real money to be won and lost?
No. What it is that would be illegal in the state of Alaska, and I couldn't find, Lance would not volunteer to go to jail for this. I tried, he wouldn't do it. No, it's chips, it's play chips. The prizes, though, for the real true poker players are the three seats in Las Vegas for the World Poker Tour. Basically, what this is, it's not really a poker event we're doing. We're doing a dinner. And afterwards, there's going to be some poker. That's the way it has to be done under the Alaska state laws. So this is done by a very professional organization here that puts on all of them. They just did the Pearl Rendezvous tournament. There will probably be 100 serious poker players there. These guys have the dark shades on, just like you've seen on TV. Some of them are listening to music. These guys are serious, and they know how to play poker. Texas Hold'em, which you'll learn when our dealer's dealing here, is a lot about bluffing, which Jim Olson's really good at. It really comes down to putting your chips in and getting other people to drop out to accumulate more chips. At the end, now, what happens in this tournament is there's a thing called a blind. Everybody knows what an ante is when you're playing cards. You got to put up a dollar, something like that, for an ante. In Texas Hold'em, there's called a blind, and there's two of them. And one's, say, $100, and one's $50, and it rotates around the table. So it's basically your ante. They call it blinds. As the night progresses, about every 30 minutes, they raise the amount of those blinds. And by doing that, people who only have a few chips basically have to go all in on a hand, and that's how the tournament ends up being done by approximately 12:30. Otherwise, you could play Texas Hold'em forever and ever and ever. So those blinds will increase. It's, like I said, it's very professional done, professional dealers, professional tables, chips. up on the screens on the end of the hall. We'll have what denominations the chips are in case you forget. It'll also show when the blinds are going to increase. The other thing we're going to do throughout the night to help sell tickets is we're having a split the pot drawing. We're also selling blind chips, and we're just having gifts that we're just going to pull out of any player that's playing randomly. We'll pull out of a hat, and that person will get a gift too. So it's pretty exciting. It really is. It's interesting to watch. Yes, Sue?
How do these 100 professional players learn about tickets?
They're coming through the Poker Association, the Alaska State Poker Association. He'll sell those 100 tickets. Yeah. Yes, they have to pay too. They're more than willing to pay to get that shot at Las Vegas.
And does that money
go to the money we make off this, it's projected at what, about $40,000, Lance, will be split between the four nonprofits.
The 100 poker players.
Their ticket. They buy tickets too, just like you buy a ticket to come.
But that money is going
to be bucket. Yes. It all goes in the same bucket. Yes, Kathleen?
The number of people that suggest?
170.
So you got 100 already sold?
No. The Poker Association is selling some. I've sold about 40 already. And the Poker Association is selling them to their. They do it one tournament a month somewhere around the state, and people will come from Kenai up here to play in this tournament. They'll come down from Fairbanks. The serious poker players realize what that $10,000 seat is really worth. I mean, you know, I'm sure Vegas is sure to be $10 million on the table for the winner. And a lot of people who win that seat, sometimes they'll sell it to somebody for $5,000. Just who wants to go down there? Yes, Mary. We can't advertise this on the internet. You cannot do it on the internet. We don't need to sell that many tickets. If he's selling 100 and I've sold 40, that means you guys need to sell 30. But that doesn't mean, oh, don't worry about it. The guy next to me is going to sell a ticket. You are the guy next to yourself. So buy the ticket. Yes, Dave. That I'll have to check. Any other questions? Yes. Sally? Correct. Yeah, there's some work to be done. We need to sell some split the pot tickets. We need to sell some blind and big blind tickets, which is another drawing that we're going to do. And those will be all done by, say, 10 o'clock, so those people can go home. Because, as I said, the tournament probably won't end until 12:30 or 1 in the morning. Starts at 4 in the afternoon. You can check in. Dinner's at 5, right, Lance? Dinner's...
4:30.
Dinner starts at 4:30 because they want to start playing by 6. Yes. You sure could. We'll give you a prize. You betcha. Well, we're waiting for Connor to give them to us. Anything else? Okay, like I say, if you want to learn how to play Texas Hold'em, please move to Jim's table, Dave's table, or John's table over on the far right, and they will deal out some Texas Hold'em, and we'll see how lucky you are feeling. Or the Refugee Committee's meeting. Yes, ma'am.
You do. It's that easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will find out. Thanks. That'd be great.
So the kids know how to play poker, they're going to sit in.